Yes.
Yes.
This is Jerry Adams over in Spring. Good buddies with Don and Judy. I have a real quick testimony that we're working on getting recorded with Dennis Bryant this morning on a 95-year-old gentleman in a nursing home who had his arm was swollen up almost to the elbow. His hand looked like a paw. You could barely, you know, see the separate fingers. In a lot of pain, taking Tylenol with codeine and morphine. Couldn't hardly sleep at night. His daughter bought the new MagFlash and laid it on the bed, put his arm on it, and in a day and a half, the swelling was all gone. For the last 3 or 4 days, he has not taken any Tylenol or morphine, and he thinks they're the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Jerry, I'm gonna ask a favor of you, request that you make sure that story, if you did not receive the email from Dave Johnson the other day, make sure that story gets to Dave Johnson, because the way you just shared that is absolutely phenomenal, short, sweet, concise, to the point. And I typed up a couple that I've seen happen with the MagFlex, one of which Marge Anthony shared, was that last week, I think, she shared that, 2 weeks ago. And I typed up her story, and then another one that I'd seen happen, a friend of mine, Brad, with his shoulders and his upper back. And Dave immediately passed it on to Mabel Chu at Nikken, and how it turns out, now they want me to be the guest when Dave Balzer does his product technology call the first part of December, and I'm going, I only got two experiences real quick. So, Jerry, do us all a favor and get that story typed up and get it to Dave Johnson.
Yes.
And, and if you remember, I think it's December 6th. Is that the next product technology call? No, December 5th, I'm sorry. It's the first Wednesday of the month. And, Jerry, we got to get you lined up to share that because people need to hear these stories.
Well, there was another lady I was sitting at a networking meeting, and she sat down, and she kind of groaned, and I said, what's the matter? And she said, well, my shoulder area back there is really sore. I did a lot of housework, and it's really sore. And I said, what's the pain level? She's about 7 or 8. So I took the MagFlex out of my back of my pants, and I said, okay, just put this in the chair behind you, and let's see if it helps. Within 5 minutes, she had a big smile. She took it out. She says, okay, pain's down to zero. How much is it? And that's when the daughter of this 95-year-old gentleman was sitting to my right. She says, I want one too. You think it'd help my dad? And so I sold to him, you know, like boom, boom. So you just have to have it and share it.
Okay, good. So I'm not the only one that believes that way then. All right. Well, hey, any other comments, questions? I'm not getting any text other than Chris Sayers of explaining what the purpose of the stones is, or stones are, excuse me, in the waterfall. Any other questions, comments? Nothing's taboo. Nothing's off limits here. You got 5 minutes, and then I'm going to...
Hey, Vance, this is Chris. Do you want another backflex testimonial from one of my downline silvers?
Yeah, I don't want a backflex testimony because we don't have a product.
Backflex.
There we go. Thank you very much.
Old habits.
Yeah, well, and again, you were there. You heard Dave Balzer from the stage. Please don't limit the product's ability by putting it into the category of a back product because it's much more versatile than that.
Yep. You're right. and it's amazing how many times we've done this and said, well, you know, you can take the magnet and put it anywhere on your body, but you call it a back flex. Well, you think I can put it on my shoulder instead? And you're right. They do. They, you know.
So share your story, Chris, about the mag flex.
Okay, it's only about 3 paragraphs long. I'm going to read it real quickly because she's got it typed out for me. She says, well, Pinky is one of my downline silvers, and she's had back problems to the point that the surgeon told her that she shouldn't be able to walk, and she's picking up 2-gallon buckets of water. But he thought she was making it all up because he says there's no way that she could be that bad until he looked at the x-rays, and he panicked. There he says, well, Chris handed it, the MagFlex, to me while I was in a chemistry class. My body is not in a good place because, one, I'm completing a really big challenge I've been doing for the past year, and two, had an accident 8 weeks ago. The hit from the truck felt like it hit my back and knocked the car. So I've been taken back to the very bad place. Of course, I've had my Mag Steps, Mag Boy, Comforter, CM Cream, etc. But Chris, being the great upline consultant he is, thank you, Stinky, brought a new MagFlex to me as soon as it came off the big brown truck. Of course, it was on in a second. At the break, when I stood up, my discomfort had decreased by 50% on the long afternoon of chemistry and was much easier for me to concentrate on. Of course, I slept with it and had better night's sleep than I'd had since before the wreck. Though I had a very physical day and made it easier, I know the new MagFlex is much more effective than the old one I've been using for years simply because I've used Neekin products since 98. That night, one of my classmates was having lower back challenge, so being the Neekinite I am, I allowed her to use it. In 20 minutes, I had to laugh at myself, so I put my old foot on, and of course it helped, but not at the same level. The next morning, of course, she wanted one on the spot. Anyway, within 30 minutes of putting the new MagFlex on my lower back, the legs were much more improved. Yay. Pinky Begno. She said the burning in the legs went away in just a matter of minutes.
And I'm guessing the chirping or the animal sounds in the background that we're hearing are yours, correct?
I don't think that was mine. I don't recognize it. I heard it from my end, too. I thought it was Pinky screaming in delight, you know?
Maybe that's it. No, there's somebody else.
Okay?
But I always laugh because somebody's hit Star 6, and it doesn't bother me anymore because I don't take these things too seriously because we'll get over it. But, Chris, make sure you email that to me, and make sure, and I will pass it on to Dave Balzer.
I already did.
Okay, you already did. Okay, wonderful. Yeah. And then, Jerry, if you can do the same thing and get that typed up, because these are the stories they want to hear about. And again, folks, as I put in my email, it's old school. It's just the simplicity of with a little bit of excitement, a little bit of passion, sharing with people what we've discovered. And regardless of whether they want to throw us out, and tarnish us as, a snake oil salesperson, we don't care. We don't care. And ultimately, that's what it's about. And when you look at people who are really having a ton of fun sharing Neekin with other people, they don't care. And I know that Don and Judy would say the same thing about Andy and Ted and the D'Amico. Wait till you hear the D'Amico story in a few weeks' time. I mean, my goodness, what this couple is doing when most people their age are moving to, Scottsdale, Arizona and scheduling, bridge and shuffleboard tournaments. This couple has grabbed the bull by the horns, and they're tearing it up. And that's the way it should be for all of us. There should never be this sense of, well, I used to talk to people about Neekin, but, I never really got any results. Well, phooey. You want results, get the results. Take more no's. And that's the only thing that separates us from people like Dennis and Ruth Williams or Reed and Yvonne Nelson or Dave and Valerie Johnson, is they've just taken more no's. And they just keep sharing it, and they don't take it personal. And that's what it boils down to. That was the challenge from Reed Nelson when he received the Wellness Consultant of the Year Award. Stay in the tub. Keep
hey, Vamp?
Yes, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I was just going to suggest two things. If I remember what the second one is in a minute, I'll go back to it. But one of them on the muting on the phones, if when you're giving instructions in the morning, start requesting that people simply mute their own phones in addition to the Star 6, because a lot of times people are not aware that you unmuted it, which is the problem.
Well, I haven't unmuted it yet.
Yeah. Well, I make a habit of hitting mute just in case I'm doing something I forget that I have the line live.
See, you don't want people to hear you if you accidentally have to flush the toilet during the call. I understand. I do.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand.
But hitting the mute switch on the phone directly is always a good attack. Oh, the other thing I was going to mention is I have sometimes somebody ask, well, I thought I got some results with this, but I'm not sure. And I thought, if you really want to see what this thing does, and I learned this from one of my upline, Bob Deschner, he says, take that Mag Duo, and if you think it works on your sore shoulder, go find 10 people with a sore shoulder and try it on them and do your own study. had one that got results or one that didn't get results. That's not very valid. So go ahead and challenge yourself. Go take it out and play with it, and just try 10 people. Say, hey, I found something. You know, tell me what this feels like. So,
yeah.
Oh, I know the other item was I wanted to ask, and you've been around long enough that you may recall this. When you mentioned that people think of it as a snake oil salesman sometimes. Do you remember who it was that was in Deakin that was also involved in developing the MRI? I remember hearing the tape years ago. Does that sound familiar to you?
In helping develop it, more or less utilizing it up at Oregon Health Sciences University Hospital, and you're referring to Dr. Jurek Shamolsky, who is
right.
still with the company, still registered. Him and his wife, Sabina, are platinum. And
On that tape, I remember him talking about that when he started getting involved in the MRI, all of his colleagues said, hey, you're nuts. That stuff is snake oil.
Mm-hmm.
That was on that tape that he did, and I refer to that, but I can't remember the name.
Yeah, and you're dating yourself when you use the word tape.
I've got a lot of wrinkles and scars, and I'm proud of every one of them.
And yet still you drive nonstop 30-plus hours from San Diego back home to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, coming home from the event in San Diego. So, hey, guys, it's at the top of the hour, and unless there's something else, I do need to go wake up a child because she's got Chinese school this morning.
Yes, I have one question.
Dan?
Yes, go ahead. The gentleman
Will
and this
Johnson.
Lady.
This is Will Johnson. Hey, on the waterfall, I don't know if I'm doing something dumb or not, but when I got my waterfall in, I set it up, set it on the counter, put the water in, and let it rip. But in the box, there is a replacement mineral stones. Now, is that supposed to be in there or not?
I'm sorry. Will, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. And if you're not laughing, you need to start laughing because we're going to enjoy this moment together. The greatest way that you can discover how the waterfall should look is look at the picture on the box. And if yours does not look like that picture on the box, then yes, you've done something wrong. Okay? The mineral stones get placed. If you want to rinse them off, you can. You don't have to, because when you run two batches of water through it, that's enough water to clean them off. So what we've discovered anyways. But those should be placed in the bottom hopper or the bottom tank, the supply tank, the fill tank, whichever one is which. But those should be placed in the bottom. Just, you know, arrange them around down there. Don't make a big pile of them right where the filter comes down. But just, again, look at the box, look at the picture, and that's how they should be. Yes, that's not an extra spare part that they just threw in there because they like you, Will. Those serve a purpose. They should be in the bottom of the unit. And when you talk about putting it together and just letting it rip, you do need to. It's best, the instructions say, to pre-soak the filter for 2 hours. I like doing it for 12 to 24 because when you pre-soak it and get everything wet, and that pre-soaking it is soaking it from the bottom up. You don't squirt water in the top, but you put it in the pitcher or a sink or a bowl and you fill water from the bottom up and allow it to push all the air and everything from the bottom up, not putting water directly in the top. And then again, go back and consult that photograph, that picture on the outside of the box, and make sure the lid and the very, very top of the unit, the fill spout or the fill little area, is not directly above the filter. Water should never be forced down in the top of that filter. It should absorb in from the sides or from the top, but you should never be forcing water. A gravity-fed water filtration system. And I'm going to have Charlie Franklin, who is our dear friend for, oh my goodness, 15 years, has done work with the University of Virginia when it comes to water filtration. He's built and designed water filtration systems. I'm going to let him explain it, because he does a much better job than I do when it comes to allowing water as naturally as possible, letting gravity do its work. And that's why it's a gravity system. It just is better for the finished product, and it's just better for our bodies. So take the time to let them pre-soak, again, 12 to 24 hours. I know the instructions say 2, but 12 to 24 is better. I just put it in a pitcher and let it soak overnight. And the rate of filtration is much more accelerated when you do that.
Okay, yeah. When I first got it, I let it sit for over 24 some hours. But I saw this one box to replace the milk, so I thought the others are already in there. This is just to replace them if I need to. So I wasn't sure what was going on. So in my box out the garage, I have my old Primag water filter system that I brought down with me when I moved from Ohio down to South Carolina. And it's sitting there, but my other box with the waterfall is out in the garage, so I got to go dig it out.
So you're saying, did you say you got two sets of the stones, or there was...
Well, I don't know if I did or not. All I'm looking at is this was in the box, and it says replace the mineral stones, so I was guessing that that there should be mineral stones already in there.
No. You can't ship the waterfall with the stones in the bottom canister because they'll fly around and scratch the bejeebies out of it, and no. Yeah, so they're labeled replacement mineral stones, but those actually go in the bottom of the unit.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll get it straightened out then. Thank you.
You're welcome, Will. There was a female that had a question or a comment.
Yes, Cindy. And a little change of subject. Can I please have your parents' mailing address?
It's P.O. Box 128.
Uh-huh.
The city is Corbett. Corbett,
uh-huh.
Oregon, not Oregon. There's no E on the end. It's just O-R. It has not gone anywhere. Little pet peeve of mine. And the zip code is 97019.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
And what was the P.O. box again?
128. And one last comment on that while I'm giving out my parents' mailing address. My father, Denny Rogers, if you didn't know, went through gallbladder surgery this week. I spent time with him yesterday, and he's recovering amazingly well. You can't keep somebody like Denny Rogers down very long, and he's chomping at the bit like a thoroughbred racehorse to get into the gate and get fired back up. But he did everything he possibly could to prevent having the surgery, every natural remedy that's out there. Trust me, I've been with them the last 6-7 weeks. I was in San Diego. I know what they were doing. Several of you saw him in San Diego.
Yes.
So he had the surgery on Tuesday, and he's recovering quite well. He's not taken not one ounce or one tablet of the pain medication because he doesn't want to. And he's doing really, really well utilizing everything, including the MagFlex over the area, to accelerate the rate of healing. So on that note, if there's anything else I can do for you guys between now and Thanksgiving Day, please call me or call your upline. My phone number is area code 503-695-5683. Email address is vsrogers995 at AOL.com. You can text me as well or call me on my cell, which is 503-348-0749. And I do text. I am part of the 21st century, even though I'm using a 20th century antiquated phone. I do text, and I use all levels of communication. I'm even on Facebook, too. So, anyhow, love to help you out in any way that we can. Put us to work. That's what we're here for. We're here to serve you guys. And again, everybody have a fantastic Thanksgiving. And try not to... Oh, what? I almost forgot. If you want to combat the effects of tryptophan, if you're going to eat turkey this year, the easiest way to do that is in your basting sauce, in that gravy that you pour over it every 45 minutes to an hour, all you got to do is... For some of us, it's going to be harder than others, but to find a source for this. But all you got to do is mix 2 tablespoons. Make sure you get the amounts correct. But 2 tablespoons of crack cocaine in with the basting sauce. Let that absorb into the turkey, and then there won't be any after effects of tryptophan. None whatsoever. You'll be buzzing higher than a kite. You won't even wait till Black Friday. You'll be hitting the mall at 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Thanksgiving Day, regardless if the doors are open or not. And you'll be banging on them, lumming in, I'm ready to shop. So that was a joke. If you're not laughing, that's a joke, okay? I've never done drugs. I don't promote using drugs. Even if you're in the state of Washington and you voted in the use of legalizing marijuana, I don't promote that. I think, what was the Bible verse that was shared with me this morning, that anybody who, Don, are you still on the line? I don't think he is. I'll have to get that scripture reference. Cause
what was the gist of it?
The gist of it was that in the state of Washington, they not only voted in same-sex marriage, but they also voted in the legalization of marijuana. And the scripture reference was, again, loosely paraphrased, that he who gives up the natural tendencies and, marries to the same gender should be stoned. Well, in Washington, you can do both of those now, legally.
At once, yes.
You can intermarry the same gender and you can go get stoned, and it's all fair game, you know. Anyhow, I got to go, gang. Great having you on the call. Thank you, everyone. Look forward to talking with you again in 2 weeks, if not before. So,
Dan, did you want Jerry to send that testimony to Dave Johnson or Dave Balzer?
You can send it to me, either or both. Get them circulating around, and then they'll put. Dave Johnson was requesting any and all testimonies regarding the Mag Duo and the MagFlex, because he wants to compile them all. But if you get it to me, I'll pass it on to Dave Balzer. And then he'll add it to the collection.
Okay, good. Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, gang, I got to go. Talk to you real soon. And again, have a fantastic Thanksgiving. Bye.
Thank you. Happy turkey day, everybody.